Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, and while many eyes were turned stateside to Washington and the inauguration of President Joe Biden this afternoon, the report into mother and baby homes was being discussed in the Dáil, with many contributors being critical of the language used in the report and demands being heard for all information relating to births and adoptions to be made available to all survivors. Well, Fergal Keane has been monitoring the debate for us and he joins me now. And Fergal, the government apology to survivors and victims, that was repeated today.
And again, in very strong terms, we heard here yesterday the apology by the Minister for Children, Roger O'Gorman, to victims when he was in the Shannon, and he repeated that again this afternoon. He said, among other things, that the heads of bills to make all information available to survivors would become before the Dáil in this term. But as you said, several speakers were very critical of the language used in the report, and that was really one of the dominant features this afternoon. People saying it was cold, over-legalistic. Others like Jennifer Whitmore of the Social Democrats saying that she was shocked by the report, that by blaming fathers and society, it was taking the spotlight off the Catholic Church. And then the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, she was one of the main contributors. She said that many victims were aghast at how their testimony had been reported in this commission report.
So survivors are aghast at how their testimonies have been treated. They've been selectively edited, paraphrased and used as quotes to summarise specific issues and points. Survivors, you see, naturally assumed that their full testimonies would be included in the report, and they are justifiably appalled that this didn't happen. So badly have some of their testimonies been handled that many survivors are finding real difficulty in identifying their own evidence.
And then she described those mother and baby homes, among other things, as religious prisons. She went on to say that this report was another litany of the failures by the state of women.
And it is but one chapter in the catalogue of how this state has so badly failed women and girls. A heartbreaking litany of failure that runs across generations and is evoked by the names of Joanne Hayes, of Anne Lovett, Bridget McColl, of Savita Halappanavar, of Emma Vicfahuna, of Irene Teep, and it underlines the bravery of women like Vicky Phelan. And then there are the names that we don't know. The single parent families so badly treated, the homeless families swept into emergency accommodation and living in poverty. Inequalities of which women bear the brunt.
There were many other forceful contributions, Fergal.
Yeah, it became very emotional at times with people. They say they want all the information to be made available. They want some form of redress scheme for the survivors of these. They want all this information to be nationalised. And then Fine Gael's Jennifer Carr McDeal, she spoke about her own reaction to the report.
The unbearable and unrelenting trauma of those losses. Of all of the report and discussion since, one image sticks with me beyond all else. That is the scream. Described best, I think, by Terry Harrison on RTÉ Primetime last week, the scream when she went back to the nursery to find her five-week-old baby, Niall, gone. And she described the scream of the other girls there and how they all knew that that meant another baby gone. There are women today among us who know that scream also, for different reasons. The loss of a child, the guttural animalistic scream that comes with the loss of a child. But many of those now who know that scream will also know love and care. But the women and girls of the mother and baby institutions knew no such kindnesses, no support, nothing to help, nothing but abuse and exclusion and exile. And that was at best.
And that's Jennifer Carr McNeill. And then she went on to say that despite the language in this report and blaming people like fathers and society, that there was just one body really had ultimate blame for what had happened in these homes.
They were untouchable, even by their own parents. As from Chapter 12 of the report, in Ireland it's a sin you pay for all your life. For that was the law of this land, the unwritten rules of the squinty windows and respectable walk to church of a Sunday. The language used by parents to their children, if we had heard you had cancer, it would have been easier to accept. These are not the words of anything but exclusion. But do we really think that these thoughts and these ideas were independently formed, or that the many of these families didn't bear their own long scars from the forced exiling of their girls? Who told them how to think? There is only one true answer. But when the social custom was to step off the street and let the priest pass, or to step on the grounds of a Protestant church being a mortal sin, when the church dictated every morality, every thought, every action, every cabinet meeting for a substantial period of this state, it is truly hard to look at our grandparents and blame them entirely, instead of the dogma of the dominant church and the state that should have guarded against it, instead of completely facilitating and legitimising it.
A lot of pushback from TDs, Fergal, about this narrative that we heard emerging last week about, you know, society and all of us being to blame, obviously.
And that was one of the first two or three paragraphs of the report and of the executive summary said that. It kind of stood out, but then the testimony as it went on through like page 2500 started to reflect against that, but that's where we are at the moment.
So many TDs also spoke about the homes in their own areas.
They did. So we heard about Castle Pollard, to many other places. Then Sean Sherlock, he's a TD in North Cork. He spoke about a home in his area, Bessborough, one of the most notorious of all homes, and the work Dr. James Deaney did there. And this is also a fairly emotional contribution.
And we know that in Bessborough, between 1922 and the end of 1946, 674 children had been officially certified as having died at the home. That's not the sum total of children who died at the home. But in one report, he speaks to... The greater number were miserable scraps of humanity, wizened, some emaciated, and almost all had ration sores all over their bodies, faces, hands and heads.
And that's Sean Sherlock there also speaking in that Dáil debate. Very emotional contributions from some of our public representatives today. Fergal Keane, thank you very much for bringing that to us.